You're losing millions if you don't know how to pitch. What would you like to be able to discover how to pitch in 30 minutes? Forbes Riley will tell us how, and what's so special about Forbes is she's known worldwide as the Queen of Pitch, and she's an award-winning TV host, actress, and entrepreneur who has generated more than $2.5 billion in product sales. With over 197 infomercials, iconic QVC and HSN appearances, and her own Forbes Factor University, she has transformed how entrepreneurs communicate, sell, and scale. She's a best-selling author, motivational speaker, and creator of Pitch Secrets A to Z. And Forbes empowers people to flip the switch, master their message, and achieve undeniable success. Now, let me ask you this. What's the thing that trips most people up when it comes to creating the perfect pitch?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Well, one, they think they have to create the perfect pitch. That's your biggest problem, because there's no such thing as a perfect pitch. There is, however, a perfect pitcher. The perfect pitch is robotic and stiff, and you think it works for everybody, but it doesn't. So let me explain what I'm talking about. I have a fitness product here. Have you seen my spin gym? Hang on one second. So I've got a handheld fitness product here that I created, okay? It's called a spin gym. Great for working your arms. And you go, okay, so what's the ideal customer for this? She's 42 years old, her name is Sheila. She likes coffee, not tea, hiking, not yoga, drives a Lexus and walks her Labradoodle. That's what the traditional marketing would tell you. I think that's complete and utter bullshit, because I haven't met Sheila, but here's who I have met: a 7-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 70-year-old. So if I had the perfect pitch, it would all sound the same, but it's not. So I'm going to say to my 7-year-old little girl who's into gymnastics, you need strength for those uneven parallel bars, yeah, and you're too little to go to the gym, this will work. To my 17-year-old, you're crushing it on TikTok, but if you want to improve your posture and slim down your waistline, this is a killer workout product. And for my 70-year-old man sitting in a Barca lounger in front of a TV, dude, if you still want to play with your grandkids, do this a couple minutes a day when you're watching Fox News. Three different people, three sales, three generations, and none of them were named Sheila. So I don't have the perfect pitch. I mean, I'm the perfect pitcher, which means I can look at them and understand the biggest part about pitching: getting a yes from another person. It's not making a sale, but it's saying, oh, wow, Forbes, that's so cool. Tell me more. And that is the secret to my success.
Thank you. Now, when you're speaking in front of an audience of, let's say, 2,000 people, which may not happen very often for most people, but let's say some entrepreneurs.
Hey, it doesn't matter if it's, we call it one to many. If you've got a room of 10 people or a room of 10,000, we're good.
Thank you. Now, the trouble with that is that you don't always know who your audience really is, because everybody, like, people could be between, I don't know, 20 and 65, whatever. And you don't really know. How are you going to find out actually what they care about so you can have your pitch?
That's the problem. That is the absolute problem. And that is why my book's going to be a bestseller coming out called Pitch Secrets A to Z, because I don't care what they care about. And that's a big misnomer. Nobody buys what you think they need. And I'm going to set this straight for everybody in sales and business, because it's a complete, I call it assumptions. I only care about what's the biggest problem they suffer from. So when I look at this, I don't really care what you think you want. I'm going to tell you that you're a woman between the ages of 30 and 80, maybe 89. And you don't like the back of your arms. Lily, is that true for you? Yeah, it's true for every woman I've ever met. All I have to do is say, look, so I focus on the problem they suffer from. When I looked at my 7-year-old, the problem she suffers from is she needs to be stronger, but she can't go to a gym. Bingo. My 17-year-old doesn't like to go to the, sits in front of their computer all the time, doesn't want to go to the gym at all. This works. My 7-year-old also hates the gym, but his interest and his biggest problem is his back hurts. And if I told you this gives you back strength, oh my God. I hit on the pain point of what, because every product, you know, it's funny. I have a new class that's happening yesterday. I have 500 people in my class. I will tell you what we're talking about has really hit a pinnacle of popularity. And I will gift your audience, if you're open to it. I do a live training on Sunday. You know that for the last 5 years, Lily, I could have recorded what I do, but I don't. I go live every Sunday to meet your audience, to meet people just like you. And I teach for an hour and a half. I teach a thing called Pitch Secrets Masterclass. And the free link for you and your guys is called pitchsecretswithanstraining.com. And I hear people coming in all the time wanting their perfect pitch. And it's so sad because I've done this for 35 years. I would rather understand that this, whether it's a product or a solution or a company, you have a solution to something. You know what? Your podcast is a solution to something. You know what the biggest problem? Why do people listen to your podcast? Do you know?
They want to grow their business. They want to improve.
Well,
they want better results.
Yes, yes, and yes. But now the question is, what are they suffering from? They're suffering from not getting the results they want, being frustrated, finding a talented, amazing woman who speaks their language. I've heard enough men talk, and that's why they come to you. They have a pain point. And when you start to view life that way, that your product, whatever it is, your service is a solution. So you might own a restaurant. Well, how could my restaurant be a solution to somebody's problem? But it is. You know what the problem is? I don't want to cook tonight. I don't want to do dinner. I don't want to do dishes. I want you to take care of that. That's why we go out to dinner. I want a romantic setting that doesn't feel like with the kids running around. That's a problem and you're the solution. I can do that for any, in fact, give me an occupation. Pick any occupation.
Book publishing.
Book publishing, all right? You know what the problem is? Problem is I have a great story in my head, but I don't know how to get it out. So if you're providing amazing ghostwriters for affordable rates, I'm going to choose you. I've got a book that's in my head. If you can tell me it could be a bestseller or you've got Amazon, you know, bestseller status, I would love that. You solve my problem. I don't know how to format a book. I don't know how to get it out there. You do? Bingo. Give me another occupation. This is kind of fun.
Real estate investor.
Real estate investor. Biggest problem is, where do you invest? I've got money in my pocket, but I don't know what area is right. So if you tell me that you're a broker or you're a wholesaler who lives in the St. Pete area, I'm going to find you because you're going to tell me that you've been here for 10 years. My problem is I don't know the area. Let's find the best real estate based on your experience. And I will pay you for that because my problem is I want to invest. I don't know where. So every company or product, when you think about that you've got a solution to somebody, two things happen. One, you stop selling people. You stop hawking them, especially if you've got a network marketing company. I love changing people's concept of what that business model is like. I make more millionaires because I will tell network marketers that you don't work for the network marketing company. In fact, I have them brand themselves as an expert and let that company just supply their product. And when you make that shift in your mindset, money just easily flows.
Thank you. Now, tell us about the principles of creating the perfect pitch.
Well, I just started a new training. I call my training Pitch Like a Pro. And I created something called the Ultimate Pitch Formula. And why did I do that? Because I noticed that no one else seems to be doing it. Certainly not right. I keep bumping into all these MBAs who've got all this very strange knowledge out of a book that was written 30 years ago, and times are different now. So one of the crazy things is to even understanding features and benefits. Do you realize that people don't know what that is? You know, I'm on home shopping. I've been on home shopping for 35 years. I moved down to Florida so I could be right next door to HSN, and I've sold a variety of products from cool towels to clothing that I created to my fitness product. And you could be in the middle of a conversation, you know, with a camera. And what happens when I sell out of this product and they come to me and go, okay, Forbes, you sold out right now. Now you're going to do a hard drive. Ready, go. Where do you even start? And I will tell you, you start not with the product. You start with the problem it solves. Hey, why do I want a portable hard drive that's got a terabyte? Because I don't want to lose my family photos when my phone gets stolen because I didn't buy the cloud, but I love the idea of putting it here. Because like yesterday when all the internet went down, I will have my family photos right here. I haven't talked about what it is or why it is. I talked about your problem. You want it. And so we call a thing called FEBIT. Have you ever heard of FEBIT?
No.
FEBIT is called features and benefits. So Lily, tell me what do you sell? What do you market?
I'm a book publisher and I create books that transform the world for entrepreneurs that want to speak worldwide and become global brands.
I love that. How long have you been doing it?
Since 2012.
Okay, so that's almost 13 years, right? How many books do you think you've generated for people or sold through this company?
28. 28. I personally ghost wrote, yes.
That is that you personally ghostwrite. Okay, so now when we think about features and benefits, when you come to train with me, you start to think about things differently. So that's why I'm offering you guys a free training, because I promise you, the way my mind works is very different from most people. So a feature of your company, my girl, I've been in business for 13 years. The benefit of that is that I've got vast experience. I've worked with a whole array of books. So whether you are working on a technical product or you're an inspirational, or I got you covered. I've got books in all of those genres. Oh, that's one feature benefit. Second feature, I have produced 28 books. I know major publishers that don't do 28 books. And every single one of them has helped their author achieve their dream. Wow. I do two of those feature benefits. You got a new customer, my girl. So my pitch is based on fact. It's based on FEBIT, which is feature benefit alignment. So it's not set in stone, because depending on who I talk to, I have the ability, when I know the formula, to tweak it as needed. Because the thing that you said earlier, I have this concept called assumptions. I did sell to 10,000 people. I was on a stage called 10X. There were 10,000 people there. I don't need to know anything about them except that they're entrepreneurs and they came there. They were there to see Grant Cardone. So they are hungry. They want sales, right? So I take that, do what I call the question flip, which is step three in my formula, and say, guys, who here's hungry, wants to make more money? The entire room raises their hand. Who here has ever seen me on television doing infomercials? The entire room raises their hand. Who would like to take their idea, put it through my funnel, and attract millions? I closed almost $250,000 in less than a half hour.
Okay, how about we go back to the principles of the perfect pitch?
Perfect pitch formula?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have enough time with you guys today to teach what I do, which is why I teach what I do. And I'm literally teaching a class with 500 people in it that started last night. And you know what's funny, Lily? I'm sure that you've been on this journey for at least 13 years. It has been a beautiful trajectory. Because when I started, nobody wanted to hear what I had to say, because their impression of the word pitch was, oh, it's a sleazy salesman. It's somebody who has, you know, alligator shoes and just wants to get you in a pretty car, little lady. Or you walk into a clothing store. What can I get you? How can I help you? Wrong question. Why don't I just look at you and say, wow, I love that core. I love that color top on you. Are you looking for something similar? All of a sudden, you relax the person. You were a human. Now, I'm going to share something with you. I don't know if you know this, but do you know what a TEDx talk is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I not only landed my first one, but I just completed my second one. And when I first, about 7 years ago, heard about TEDx and really wanted to get involved in that, I reached out to my local organization here and they called me, and I was so happy they called me. They called me to tell me they didn't want me. Excuse me? Yeah, because I wanted to talk about pitching. And they're like, oh, no, we don't allow pitching on this stage. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pitch you. I'm going to teach pitching. And they said, oh, no, we've seen you on infomercials and we've seen you on home shopping. You're going to try and sell something. And then they hung up. And I was so pissed off that I said, you know what? Screw this. I'm not doing it. Well, the beginning of this year, a gentleman came to me and said, you know, you should really have a TEDx. I'm like, oh. He said, look, put your limiting beliefs aside. Can you all relate to that? You have limiting beliefs about things. So I put it aside. I filled out my little application and I booked not one, but five consecutive talks. I chose to do two of them. So if you guys go to YouTube and Forbes Riley and TEDx, you will see I put it out 11 days ago. It has over 40,000 views. All of a sudden, people are interested in what this means. And so I'm very excited about bringing the notion of pitching. See, when you sell something, you got a quota to meet. You treat people like a number. They don't feel very good. And it's like not very fun. When you pitch, you are solving people's problems and you get thank yous all over the place. So now that I can get other people to communicate better, I have over 84,000 students right now. And I'm like, this is really cool. And I still, by the way, I still go into corporations. I still work with CEOs and sales teams, and they pay a whole lot of money. And I still do infomercials. I've got three infomercials running right now, which I'm very proud of. And I'm being asked to go back to home shopping, only they moved up to Philadelphia and it's cold up there in the wintertime. So I'm not quite sure if I'm going to go back, but it'll be interesting to see if I do. What I am doing right now, though, is like your book authors, I am giving people an opportunity to communicate better so that they're more effective quicker. And all of a sudden make money where they've never done it before. You know, one of the problems with books, because I've got a lot of books that I've published, and I've got a new one coming out, but people write books because they want to. And that's the wrong reason to write a book. because that means you and your mom and your best friend are going to read it. I would rather deconstruct it like I do with pitches and say, look, the reason to write a book is because this message is so valuable, and the way I position it, people want to consume that information, right? It's a much easier way to get your book sold if you're selling something that people want and they're hungry for. So I always put it through a whole process to make sure that the pitch behind the book and the subtitle strike a nerve in people so the right people pick it up and buy it.
Thank you. Tell us about what the structure for a good hook. When you're starting a pitch, you definitely need to know how to hook people, because otherwise they will keep scrolling, or they will just look at their phone instead of like watching your presentation. So what should someone include in that perfect hook?
Again, I'm just going to say that the thing that you want to understand very clearly is what you offer. So let me play a game with you, because you're my only student right now. But you offer this beautiful ghostwriting and publishing, right? Why? What's the biggest problem that you think you solve for people?
People don't have time. People would love to tell their story.
Wait. Okay. One step at a time. People don't have time. Time to write their book?
Yes.
So a perfect hook is, I just saw somebody do this. It was very funny. They were running down the street carrying their book, and friends were chasing, like, oh my God, I can't believe I put my book and everybody wants it. I don't have time for all of this success. That's a killer hook. You literally flipped what they were thinking and put it in a different paradigm. I don't have time to be that successful. Oh my God, makes you want to write a book. So in terms of grabbing attention, stop telling people what they need. That's number one, because no one ever buys what they need. They buy what they want. So for example, the middle of the night, right? I've got a stain remover. The average person would say, okay, I've got this new stain remover, and it is a new bioformula. It contains blah, blah, blah. It's non-acidic. It's all organic and blah, 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 blah. Zero sales. Instead, you know what I do? Oops, oh my God, I just spilled red wine on my white carpet. My husband's going to kill me. This is so expensive. What do I do? Okay, you know what I used to do? I used to have to put the couch over the red wine stain. Maybe he won't notice. Or a friend of mine just introduced me to the coolest stain remover. You know what? Let's try it, see if it works. Ready? And all of a sudden, you've got customers.
Thank you. Tell us how someone could actually implement that in something they want to sell. And imagine they don't know what the audience actually cares about, or needs or wants, or like they don't know anything about their audience.
Yes, they do. You always know something about people. And that's what I teach. That's step number 5 in my formula, is how to make assumptions. I can look at you and your background and your lipstick and your hair color and your choice of jewelry, and I can make some assumptions. Lily, you and I have never met, right? Are you married, single?
Single.
Okay, but you are
Separated, yes.
See, I could see that by the look in your face. I can see that you're not happy about that, that you're a very loving, caring person and something fell apart. So I would say, wow, some of the things that you're probably dealing with right now, a little bit of self-doubt. Is it me? Do you have kids?
No.
So you're grateful that you have that, and you're curious about what's next in your life. And if I said to you, Lily, I've got the most wonderful way to design a new partner in life with this manifesting system, is that something you might be interested in?
No.
Not yet. Because?
Because I like to do things my way.
Well, no, that's different. That's an interesting, rather, I don't know if I saw that one coming, and I'm wondering how that's working out for you.
Quite well so far.
Okay, but you're separated, so something isn't working. Anyway, I don't want to get too deep into your personal life, but I'm going to share with you that you can look at people and you can make assumptions about them. And you're not always right, by the way, but it's a really good place to start. See, I'm now getting that you're very smart, slightly stubborn. That's interesting. So maybe I do want to do business with you, because stubborn women, of which I am one, I'm a Taurus by nature, are successful, are resilient, are powerful. And so all of a sudden, now you're a little different. And the more you learn about somebody, the more you take the assumption and you go, okay, so what are the problems that you suffer from? And what solution do I have? You know, if your pitching is working, if you're making all the money in your business that you want, you don't need to pitch better. But can I play a game with you?
Okay.
You go to a networking event, and somebody looks at you and says, hey, Lily, nice to meet you. What do you do? What do you say?
I create books that transform the world.
What did you do before this?
I was a property manager.
Okay. Now, I would take umbrage with that sentence. I create books that change the world. Why do I care about that as an author? Why did you tell me that? Because you're looking at me, I could be a prospect, and I don't know if I want to write a book that's going to change the world. There's one book that changed the world, that was the Bible. I don't know many other books that have changed the world. They've had an impact on people, but I, as a writer, I don't want to change the world. So what else does a book do for somebody that you could say that might get me to go, wow, tell me more?
I think the most important thing a book does is transforms your life, and because of that, it transforms the world, because you have a massive impact on your family, your community, you become a better person, you crystallize your ideas, you organize the thoughts that you've always had. And it's almost like you've had chaotic ideas in your head, and now you have like this organized library. And because of that, you're able to tell it to so many people, and you're able to have so much more fun speaking around the world, sharing your knowledge, getting paid around the world, having a lot of fun, traveling. There's so much that gets opened up because you're... Okay.
Right. So now let's take all the things that are true that you just said, which is very different than change the world. If you said, Forbes, I help get the book out, because you made an assumption that my head is chaotic, or someone you're talking that you have chaotic thoughts. And you know that because you've dealt with so many book authors. And you might say, hi, Forbes, you know what? As somebody who's published more than 28 books that are seen worldwide, I take entrepreneurs like you and I get the noise and stories out of your head and onto paper that builds credibility and authority so that you can now speak and be heard. That's a pitch. And I do that for a lot of people because they also have chaotic noise in their head and they overtalk. They say way too many words. And the poor person they're talking to just asked you, what do you do? Now, a little insight to that for all your listeners is that when someone asks you what you do, they don't care. They do care what you can do for them. So if you're in a networking meeting and I see that this bright, smiling, amazing looking woman can help me become an author and be credible in my space and up my level of, you know, confidence, I want to talk to you. That's so much more than just being, I'm a book publisher, right?
Yes. Tell us about storytelling and how storytelling and case study sharing can help to close when you are making a perfect pitch.
I often say that the worst part of your life is the best part of your pitch. Now, why is that possible? Well, because when you are vulnerable with people, there's two parts of my formula that you check off. One is called relatability factors. The other is called springboard story. So when Lily's talking about a story, when you're in a pitching environment, stories are amazing because they touch people's hearts. In fact, I tell a story with regard to my pitching. My dad was an entrepreneur. In fact, all right, I'll tell you a fun story. Hang on a second. Watch this. And I love telling stories with pictures. So here is an interesting story. I grew up with my dad and my mom, very loving, wonderful people. He put me on a pedestal when I was a little kid, thought the world began and ended with me, but my dad was an inventor and a dreamer. I also went to school early on and they discovered that my teeth went in all different directions. My mother was a Ukrainian. She was second generation immigrant and she was a bit of a hoarder. Lily, she saved my teeth from 1968, was the model of my teeth, and see how bad they were? My orthodontist put me in braces for 8 years. Not only that, but he put this thing in my mouth. I'm sure I couldn't talk for 3 years of my life, right? So one of the things that became very apparent to me is that how important communication was. And when that thing came out of my mouth and I grew up a little bit, I made a vow to myself that I was going to master the skill of communication. I became a stand-up comedian. I'm an actress in movies and television. I speak as a spokesperson on behalf of more than 3,000 different products over my career. Why did I do that? Because of that story. Now, the reason that's a springboard story is I took you on a journey pretty quickly and I came back out with a point. Takeaway, don't ever tell a story without a point, and don't make a point without telling a story.
Thank you. Tell us about the pitch patterns that need to happen inside the perfect pitch mastery.
Gosh, she's like an investigative reporter here. Can I get a book out of this Fathom recording? All right, so ask the question again. I was so jazzed by what you'd said.
Tell us about the pitch patterns that need to happen in the perfect pitch.
Well, see, I don't know what that means. I don't have patterns. I don't necessarily think that at all. I honestly think that there's a spontaneity that's important. I think listening and sharpening your intuition is really important. To really look at the person that you're there with and see what clues you can make quickly, because you only want to solve their problem. I don't care who they are or what they care about. I care about what they're suffering from. And so somebody will invest in my training if they are a business owner who goes to networking meetings and fumbles or freezes when somebody says, what do you do? That's how I get most of my clients, is word of mouth. They'll go, oh, I heard that you can make me feel so much more comfortable. But then what do you do when you have an investor meeting? What do you do when you want to invite people to an event? Your podcast, you pitched me. You didn't pay me to be here. So you pitched me. Well, why? Because I suffer from a need to want more exposure. News at Forbes, I have exposure through my podcast. I ask great questions and I'd love to have you as a guest. That's a pitch. And that's what most people understand. This is not sales training, guys. This is how you get yes in every portion of your life. Now, Lily, I am a mom. And when my kids were little, I waited till I was 42 to have kids. And I saw what my mom did. I saw how other people were treating their kids. And I didn't like what I saw. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Kids are kind of this energetic little bundle. And for example, you want your kid to clean their room, right? Now, I've got two kids. I got a boy and a girl. So I got to experiment on them. Here's what my mother would have done. All right, if you don't clean your room, you're not getting any dessert at dinner, blah, blah, blah. And it was always this argument, like, it's like, stop. I pitched my children. Watch this. First, you make an assumption. What do the kids want? My kids wanted dessert. They wanted a warm chocolate chip cookie, and they wanted playtime with mommy, no cell phone. All right, so now I question flip that. That's step number four in the formula. Hey, guys, you know what? I have this rockin' chocolate chip, ooh, the kind of cookies you guys like, right? Now you're getting them to say yes. When you're in that yes state, that's like, I learned this from training dogs. They're like, okay, that's so cool, what? And I would love to play cards with you after dinner. Who's in? Oh my God, mommy, I want that. You want that? You gotta just clean your room. Let me see the floor spotless. You got next 10 minutes. By the time I looked at my watch, they were racing upstairs. They are happily cleaning their room because they're going to get what they want. And I got what I want, and nobody yelled at anybody.
Thank you. Imagine you're in an elevator with a multimillionaire for 30 seconds. What would you say?
Well, so here's what's interesting about that. I would turn that around. I don't care if you're a multimillionaire or not. I don't need anything from anybody. So if I was in an elevator, the only thing I know about that person is that he's rich. You know, I would ask how your life's going, because I don't really care. I would ask, what are you investing in lately? Do you have any, you know, great tips, as I've got extra money in my pocket as well? What should we build together? So I don't pitch people. But if you do have a celebrity that you know something about, that's a different story. So let me flip this around and then I'll give you my story. Lily, is there anybody that you'd love to meet whose face you would recognize if you walked into an elevator with?
I mean, there's a lot of people. I like a Reese Witherspoon. I like actually most funny actors.
Wait. Reese is a perfect example for you. So you walk into the elevator. Reese walks in. No bodyguard, no everybody. What do you say to her in 20 seconds?
I love you. You're one of my favorite actresses. You're great. That's probably all I would say.
Okay, now I wouldn't do that. Because I have an assumption about Reese. Reese owns a company where she buys books. She has a book club and she makes movies out of her books. So I wouldn't tell her that I like her work. Everybody tells her that. Hey, Reese, oh my gosh. As the publisher of over 28 books, I've got a couple that I think your company might be interested in. Can I get your assistant's card? Boom, deal. That's 20 seconds. That is how you formulate a pitch. Did the same thing with Grant Cardone. So 8 years ago, nobody knew who Grant was, but I was on a panel with him. And he didn't show up. And so I had it in the back of my head, I'd like to meet this guy. Who doesn't show up? It was a high-level panel. And so one day, I'm in Vegas, and I see him and his wife walking towards me with a whole entourage. I've got 20 seconds, right? What do I want? I'll tell you what I wanted. I knew he was doing a really big convention called 10X. I want to be a speaker on that stage. That's my want. What's the biggest problem he has? Not about meeting me. So I walked right up to his wife, and I said, hey, Elena, nice to meet you. You may recognize me as somebody who's generated $2.5 billion on television. Yeah, I'm good friends with Kevin Harrington. I would like to put your husband on an infomercial and make him another billion. Would that be okay? She turned to her husband and said, you need to meet this girl. That's the perfect introduction. Grant shook my hand. I said the exact same thing. I'd like to make you another $1 billion. He invited me to a party that night. We went to it. He did a little research on who I am. And that year, I spoke in front of 10,000 people on his stage at the Mandalay Bay because of my elevator pitch.
Wow, that sounds really impressive. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that you want to be able to do is to not only learn the formula, but to be in a situation where you can practice it. Because just like Lily, when Reese does walk in, you want to have this, you want to know immediately how to put all these things together to your advantage, and it's a win-win for everybody. So you guys, my name, Forbes Riley, is rather unique. It's everywhere, ForbesRiley.com, all my social media. But again, let me give you this free gift. You want to meet me? You want to play with me this way we just did with Lily? Go to www.pitchsecretswithanstraining.com. There's a free ticket waiting for you. And until I don't want to do it anymore, it's been 5 years, I will see you live on Sunday.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.